Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So you're spending the next hour with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive. And as you know, we provide those extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. We've got a great show here today. So later on in the show, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carol. She's back. We're going to be talking about spring health preparations for your pet and some other interesting pet news. But right now, we're going to be talking with Dr. Steve Hadaway from Perfect Pet Products. And he is going to be talking with us about at-home testing kits for your pet. So welcome, Dr. Hadaway. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing well.
So let me ask, what exactly does Pet Products do?
What we do is we are a veterinary lab, and we provide exactly the same accurate results as clients who walk through our front door. We sell at-home test kits, provide a low-cost and convenient alternative to taking their pets to my veterinary hospital. We test for six of the most common problems in pets. We test for worms, feline leukemia, heartworm, and Lyme disease.
Wow, that should be probably a pretty big money saver, I would guess. So is there a reason that you developed these at-home testing kits?
I grew up on a farm caring for animals my entire life. I practiced for 40 years and have grown to realize how many pets don't receive yearly pet care, mostly because they can't afford them to bring their pets to our clinics. Mm-hmm. So because of that and seeing all of the pets come in that were dying of worms or these other diseases, I decided that I really should provide some kind of an additional alternative that would provide them a more convenient and less costly way for them to take care of their pets.
I love it. Okay, so let me ask you this. So I don't have any medical background. I don't have any veterinarian care background. So how would a person like me use the test kits?
Okay, well, the way you first of all would purchase it anywhere on any of the websites, Amazon.com or stores that carry it. But then what's happened is that in the process, you would simply collect the sample. And for the fecal worm test, it just takes a small sample. For a feline leukemia test, they just take a swab and put the swab and moisten it. Once for the heartworm test, they need to collect some blood, so they need to be more expert at that. Two of our latest tests, though, are truly at-home urine test kits, where all they do is take the test strip, put it in the urine, which is pretty easy to collect since the dogs are urinating on the floor, and then compare that to a color chart.
Oh, okay. All right. So, So I'm going to do it would be simple to do is sort of the urinalysis type of test. So why would, you know, a pet owner like myself or even like a rescue organization, what's the benefit? Why would I need these tests?
The biggest reason that you need these tests, and this is the case, is only 50% of dogs and 20% of cats are tested for these diseases, even though these diseases are the most common diseases out there. People with multiple pets and rescue clubs and humane groups need this kind of an alternative. The most common cause of pet abandonment or for clients requesting to have their pets put down, for instance, is dogs urinating in the house or cats urinating in the house. Mm-hmm. No veterinarian likes to do this. So as a result, what I became frustrated and decided to develop one of our tests is the pet health checkup, which solves the pets urinating in the house. These test kits are actually used by veterinarians as well. Veterinarians use our urine test kits as well as the worm test kits for pets and for horses.
Wow. Okay, so I know you've been a veterinarian for a number of years, so what do your vet friends think of these tests? We've only got about 60 seconds, but I'm curious.
Initially, veterinarians objected, but once they saw what our objectives were, they basically agreed with us. And today, veterinarians use them, and actually it's a win-win situation for the veterinarians. The veterinarian wins because he gets to see new clients. The pet owner wins because they save so much, and it's a convenient thing. But the biggest thing is the pet wins because the pet can be happier and healthier. And actually, the pets really love it because they don't have the trip to the veterinarian.
Okay, Dr. Hadaway, give me the website for people to go to.
The website is www.perfectpetproducts.com.
Okay, and they can also get the tests on Amazon.
They can buy the test kits on Amazon, through our website, as well as lots of other stores sell them. If I can also add, as I'm looking for a partnership with rescue clubs, Humane Society, or ASPCA groups, this is a great means for people that can't afford to see veterinarians out there, and a rescue club or a humane group, I think, would love to join a partnership with me to try to offer this more affordable alternative to going to a veterinarian.
And how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by emailing info@perfectpetproducts.com. I actually have a cell phone number. Am I wise to give out a cell phone number?
Well, we'll do the email address again.
Info@perfectpetproducts.com.
Okay, terrific. Thank you, Dr. Hathaway. It was great having you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Everyone, we'll be right back.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So you're spending this time with me, Jill, from Project Positive, where we provide those extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. Make sure to check us out at Project Positive, PAWSITIVE.org, to see our webisodes and our blog and all that neat kind of stuff. We do some cool stuff. Okay, so I want to let you know real quick that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores and also WellyTales, which is a human-grade supplement to keep your pet healthy. Check out WellyTales, WellyTales.com. Use the code ALLPAWS at checkout and save 15% off your purchase. So we're back with Dr. Carol. As we know, Dr. Carol is a world-renowned veterinarian and author. She's a frequent guest on the Today Show, Good Day LA, Discovery's Animal Planet, and she's also been featured in USA Today, the LA Times, and the prestigious New York Daily News. So last time we talked, we were talking about our pet's weight, making adjustments, health, diet, winter tips. Now we're moving into spring. Thank goodness we're moving into spring, Dr. Carol. We want to talk about some healthy tips for the springtime for our pets, maybe stuff we haven't considered. So welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
So let's talk about those healthy spring tips. What do you got for us today?
Absolutely. Well, one of the first things that pet owners should think about and prepare for is heartworms. Heartworms are transmitted through the bite of a mosquito. It's a very real disease. The heartworms can grow up to 2 feet long and live in your dog's heart, and they can cause heart failure. So the easiest way to avoid that problem is simply to put your pet on a monthly heartworm preventative, which, again, you want to talk to your veterinarian about and be sure that your dog is heartworm tested negative before you start your monthly medication. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of medications out there. Most of them are given monthly. HeartGuard Revolution. Those are examples. Some, like HeartGuard, are available as a once a month chewables. Others, like Revolution, are available as a monthly spot-on product. There's all kinds of products out there. So be careful. Talk to your veterinarian, but you want to avoid heartworm disease. So that's the first thing that I can tell you about.
Okay.
For those of you that might live in whatever area but have an older dog that just is not able to tolerate the standard heartworm medications that are available on today's market, remember that there are natural alternatives. Certainly none are 100%, but even simple things like Avon Skin So Soft can be diluted 50-50 with water. You can spritz yourself as well as your pets. It smells good. It's natural. And the fleas, bugs, and mosquitoes in particular don't like it. So there are options for pets, you know, that have compromised health and
does
can't
that work
tolerate.
With ticks? Was that ticks too, Dr. Carroll, or just mosquitoes and fleas?
Mosquitoes, fleas, and bugs in general. Ticks
okay.
are a little different, and they are also a big problem this year.
Oh, yes.
That we should all be aware of. Ticks transmit many diseases, six diseases, Lyme's disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Ehrlichiosis, and anaplasmosis are probably the most common. There is a vaccine available for Lyme's disease. Be careful with that, though. There's a lot of controversy as far as whether or not the vaccine actually protects the pets or in some cases might cause other problems that we don't want. Before you consider a Lyme's vaccine, do your homework and talk to your vet to see if the vaccine would be helpful or potentially harmful to your pet. There are many products that claim that they repel ticks. There's Advantix, for example, and some I think are doing a pretty good job. But the big thing with ticks to remember is they have to attach to your pet for 6 hours before they're capable of transmitting disease. So if, as a good pet owner, you just run your hands over your pet a couple times a day, even if it's just in the morning and the evening, if you feel a funny little bump, investigate that. If it's a tick, remove it, stick it in a jar of alcohol, bring it to your veterinarian so that you can identify it.
Oh, really? Okay, well, Dr. Carroll, you know what? I had always heard it was 24 hours, but six is really... You know, you really got to be on top of that. We're going to have to take a break in just about 20 seconds.
Did I say 6 days? I meant 6 hours.
No, you said 6 hours. I must have just said 6 days, and I heard it before that it was 24 hours. So we're definitely, you're helping me more than you realize, because that is definitely a big time, a big difference in time when it comes to preventing Lyme disease. So let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and continue on the spring health tips for your pets. So everyone hold tight. We will be right back.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's
get. Welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're with me, Jill from Project Positive, and Dr. Carol from drcarol.com. And we are talking about springtime tips with Dr. Carol. And Dr. Carol, before we went to break, we were talking about ticks and the Lyme vaccine. And I just found it so interesting because now that I'm thinking about it, my dogs regularly or yearly, I would think, they got the Lyme vaccine. But in the last few years, they haven't been offered the Lyme vaccine. So I'm wondering if that has something to do with sort of the debate that's been going on between its effectiveness and is it causing more problems than it's worth.
And that's a great point, Jill. My guess is that you're exactly right. As they have continued to research the efficacy of the vaccine, they have found some problems with the vaccine, again, in where it may be more detrimental than helpful in certain cases. So I think that, again, that vaccine has become controversial, kind of like the FIP vaccine in cats. So again, discuss that with your veterinarian. Understand that no vaccine is 100% effective. Also understand that Lyme's disease, although that's the tick-borne disease that we may be most familiar with, ticks transmit many diseases, just about all of which are transmissible from the pet, the dog in this case, to you, the owner, Jill. So just because you might have your dog vaccinated for Lyme's disease, don't be fooled and think that that's going to protect you and your pet from the other tick-borne disorders, because it is not. Okay. And all of these tick-borne diseases, again, through a little splash of urine from your pet, are transmissible to you and I. So that
is kidding.
No, I am absolutely serious. Doxycycline, a tetracycline derivative, is the drug used twice a day for 28 days, given by mouth for humans and animals affected by these tick-borne disorders. So it's important to be up on it, because the incidence of ticks and tick-borne diseases is increasing. I can't even tell you how quickly. Last year, as a veterinarian, I had 25 cases of ticks from Alaska to Florida. And that's a lot of cases. So again, just beware and understand what you're dealing with. Feeling your dog, you know, running your hands over his or her body twice a day, the single best thing you can do so that you can be sure you're not going to be ridden with a tick-borne disorder.
Do you have any of sort of the, this could be a whole other show actually, and if it's, you know, too much to go over today, definitely we should do it next week or the following. What's sort of the first symptom? Maybe we didn't catch the tick. What's the first symptom that should alarm us that something's wrong?
You know, that's another great point. In humans, they say that it's a red spiderish, you know, it's a red sort of dotted lesion that almost looks like a spider bite. Unfortunately, that sign in humans is missed in a majority of the cases. In pets, there is no initial sign. And that's probably one of the reasons why it's such a dangerous, insidious disease, is that usually dogs in particular can be affected with a tick-borne disorder for apparently years and years. And then at some point, the disease begins to express itself. Blood work-wise, the pets become anemic. They lose red blood cells, and then they go into liver and kidney failure. And as I said, it's very slow and insidious, and it's very easy to miss. So beware of ticks.
Oh, gosh. I mean, and they're everywhere, too. If you, you know, I'll take my dogs through a field, and I know I'm going to pull five or six off each of my dogs, for sure.
Yeah. You know, dogs, you know, as they walk through the woods or the tall grass, the ticks undergo what's called questing, where the ticks crawl up on these low shrubs or grass, generally like, you know, 18 to 24 inches off the ground. They sort of hang out. And when a dog walks by, or you or I might walk by and brush up against a tick, they dislodge and boom, they're on you or me or the dog. Remember, ticks don't climb up trees. That's a myth. They just lie there and kind of wait for us. It's like an ambush strategy. And I'll tell you what else. Ticks can live for over 1 year without feeding.
Oh, my gosh.
yeah, that's kind of
incredible.
Creepy.
It yeah, really is. Dr. Carroll, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and continue ticks and then move on to fleas. Really important stuff. Everyone, hold tight. We'll be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores and Welly Tails, human grade supplements to keep your pet healthy. Go to Welly Tails, that's W-E-L-L-Y Tails, TAILS.com, and use the code All Paws and check out at the checkout to save 15% on your purchase. So let's get back with Dr. Carroll. We're talking about these ticks that, I mean, really, really just scare me because they're just so widespread, especially up here in New England, and they're just absolutely everywhere. And you had just said before we went to break that they can live for a year without consuming any type of food or blood or whatever they need whatsoever, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And I'll tell you that the fleas are getting worse and more prevalent just as the years go by. They've really sort of hit a high point. There's 12 to 15 or more tick-transmitted diseases that our pets can get, as we said earlier, from Lyme's disease and Rocky Mountain speeder fever to ehrlichiosis and anaplasmosis. These diseases, if left untreated, can be fatal to your pet as well as to yourself. So palpate your dog twice a day. If you see
yourself.
And yourself. If you see a tick, remove it, throw it in some alcohol, and bring it to your veterinarian to get to identify it. If you suspect that your pet may have encountered a tick, but you're not sure, again, talk to your vet. The labs have a variety of tests that are available that can detect different titer levels within your pet's blood so that you can find out if your pet is at risk or has been infected or not.
Okay. So I use Advanix on my dogs every month, and I heard somewhere that you could switch between Advanix and what's the other one, Frontline, because there may be a possible immunity with some of them. I'm not sure, and I don't know the truth behind that, but you know, when I'm looking at the package, it says that I should be wearing gloves before I'm putting this onto my dog's skin, but at the same time, it's, you know, so I'm worried about the chemicals I'm giving them, but at the same time, I'm worried about the ticks. It seems like what's the lesser of the two evils?
That's a great point. Remember that all these topicals are very toxic. That's why they're telling you to wear gloves, because the medications are absorbed through the skin. Mm-hmm. So again, if you have an older pet or a pet that has, you know, a serious health issue, these products are not going to promote your pet's health. Okay. And as I said, there are natural alternatives that are available. Viewers are also welcome to call our office, and we're glad to discuss that with each person. But the best thing, again, the Advantix is probably the best product out there that does work. And again, it's relatively safe for healthy pets. But for older pets that might have health compromises, probably not.
Like Killian with his kidney disease, and he's 10 and a half, probably not the best thing to do this year.
Probably not the best thing to do, absolutely.
Okay, so we can go to drcarol.com. Your phone number is on there, and people can call in and talk about some natural alternatives with you.
That's exactly right. 866-DR-CAROL is the toll-free phone. They can call us anytime.
Okay, so now let's move on to fleas. I may just be imagining it, but I feel like where I am, I mean, we've only got a minute left, but I think we can bump it over to the next segment. I feel like in New Hampshire and New England, we don't seem to have a huge flea problem. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe fleas are everywhere.
Fleas are just about everywhere. In fact, there's more than 2,200 kinds of fleas, but wow. It only takes one to cause a problem. And again, in the areas that are very dry, fleas are susceptible to drying. So that's why there's more fleas, if you will, in Tampa than in Kansas City, or more fleas in Kansas City than in Denver. Once you get to the Rocky Mountain states or even the western areas of the plains, fleas are not that much of a problem because it's just too dry. But again, if you go to the Gulf Coast region of North America and the Southeast region, that's the capital of fleas. So as you move inland, depending on the rainfall, watch out for fleas.
Oh, really? Okay. And so, like, the Advantix that I use and the frontline stuff, they say that they work for fleas, too. So if I'm using one to prevent ticks, it should probably be preventing the fleas, too?
That's a good theory. Not exactly the truth. The Advantix is doing a great job with the ticks. The frontline, unfortunately, isn't even repelling fleas for many individuals.
Dr. Carol, I got to interrupt you. If you believe it or not, we have to take another break. Let's come right back and talk about that. Everyone will be right back.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net. Where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Callers that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-caller technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So, Dr. Carol and I are talking about spring preparation tips for our pets and some really interesting things going down with tick prevention and flea prevention. So we were talking about fleas and just how just rapidly multiplying all over the place. And I wanted to talk to you, Dr. Carol, about the diseases that they carry too. Is that something that humans can get sick from as well?
with respect to fleas in humans, fleas will bite your ankles. So if you're allergic to fleas, you'll have a bunch of little red marks on your ankles. As far as disease transmission, they don't transmit disease to humans, of which I'm aware, but they do carry the larval form to the tapeworm. So if your pet has fleas, at some point, your pet will also have tapeworms. My recommendation is to just treat your pet for tapeworms to eliminate the issue. If you don't do that, at some point, you'll see little flat white segments crawling around on your carpet, and those are tapeworms.
Oh, good gosh. Okay, so the best prevention for the fleas is the Advantix we've decided?
As far as flea prevention, there's many problems. The Advantix Revolution Frontline, for what it's worth, several products out there. Again, remember, fleas, number one cause of itching and allergies in dogs and cats. Their predilection site, the hind end in dogs, the head and neck in cats. There are also many natural alternatives. Flea Busters is a cruelty-free prevention flea control company that will treat your home. You can also go to the grocery store, buy a box of borax, cost you about $5, sprinkle it around your house on the floors and the carpets. Be sure it's really in there well. Vacuum it up. It offers you 1 year of flea free protection in the home, which is natural. Also, diatomaceous earth, something that can be used in the home. Some people also give it to pets. Again, to repel fleas. You can make natural flea repellent yourself. You can add 6 or 7 drops of the essential oils, rosemary, peppermint, eucalyptus, tea tree, and citronella. Add it to a cup of distilled water, shake it up, throw it in a spray can, and spritz your dog's coat every other day. Great for dogs, not so good for cats because it's toxic. They're very sensitive to those essential oils. And remember that garlic and brewer's yeast does not repel fleas. It's a myth. It does help to repel them in species like humans that sweat. But because dogs and cats don't sweat, they have rudimentary, underdeveloped sweat glands located in their foot pads, which is why they have to open their mouth and pant in order to lose heat.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, I really like the idea of the natural solutions as well. All right. So I feel like we've covered fleas and ticks, different sorts of things in terms of spring prevention. Are we missing anything?
Just don't let your pet get sunburned when the sun starts to shine. Put a little jacket on them, try some sunscreen, or just keep them out of the heat when it's a very hot day. As far as poisonous plants, in general, most of them are highly overrated. If you're going to go for a swim or you're a boater, get your pet a life preserver. Remember, not all pets can swim. As far as your yard, watch out for chemicals. Don't use that cocoa mulch. The cocoa contains chocolate.
Oh, that's right.
Again, toxic to pets. If you're planning a vacation, you want to plan it well. Be sure that pets are welcome. And keep an eye on your dog when he or she is outside so that they don't get sunburned or they don't get overheated. Make sure your dog has plenty of fresh water. And if you see your pet with his mouth open, he or she is hot and tired, bring him into some air conditioning. Let him take a little R&R.
You know what I saw, and just reminding myself, because it's just been such a frigid winter, I'm not even thinking about it ever being warm again.
I know.
But in the summertime, I think they're called cool collars, and they're little mini, collars that go around their necks that you can put ice cubes in, so it's like a barrier, and then when they're outside, it starts to melt, and the water just travels down their chest area, and I mean, I really think it does keep them a bit cooler in the warmer weather.
I think it probably does too. And if you're worried about your pet having a heat stroke, the simplest thing to do, just take a hose, cold water, and drench your dog, including his or her head. And if you have a bottle of alcohol, after you drench them down, just pour that bottle of alcohol right over their back. It'll bring that temperature down in a matter of minutes.
Wow, love it. Well, thanks, Dr. Carroll. So we're going to come back, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about some pretty interesting pet news that's been going on, including the cat that held its family hostage and a British woman who married her dog. So we will be right back in just a couple of minutes to go over those new news updates for you. So everyone, hold on, and we will be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
We are back. I am with Dr. Carol. And Dr. Carol, I was just going through the news today, and I found a couple of interesting articles. If we remember about it, maybe a week and a half ago now, this beautiful cat, Lux, who's a 22-pound Himalayan, he apparently, can I say allegedly? Should we say allegedly? Although we actually have the call to sort of prove Lux's incident, but attacked his a 7-month-old baby, unfortunately, and then for whatever reason, it looks like maybe the owner might have reacted to that, and they were all sort of held hostage in their bedroom. So I was looking through it, and we do have the 911 call, Dr. Carol. I'm wondering if you want to hear it.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's load up that 911 call and take a listen to Lux and what he did to his family.
911. Yeah, hi. I have a kind of a particular emergency here. My cat attacked our 7-month-old child, and I kicked the button, the cat in the rear, and it has went off over the edge, and we aren't safe around the cat. It's a very large Himalayan, and we're trapped in our bedroom. He won't let us out of our door.
Okay, does the child need medical attention?
No, he's just got scratches on his forehead. But the cat, we don't know what to do about the cat. He's gone, he's trying to attack us. He's very, 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 very hostile.
So
I tried to get a hold of animal control.
Hang on just a second. You guys are inside your bedroom right now.
Yeah. And when I leave out the bedroom to let the police in, I'm going to have to fight this cat.
Hang on just a second. I mean, you said the cat is large. How large?
22 pounds, maybe.
What's the address there? What apartment number? Okay. I need you to hang on hold for just a moment. I need to run something by my supervisor, but I'll be right back soon, okay? Don't hang
up. Okay. All right. 7 minutes.
And you said your child does not need medical attention, right?
No, he just got a couple gashes on his forehead. These are very small puncture ones, little punctures.
Okay. And do you think the cat is ill?
I don't know. I think that the cat is... He's got kind of a history of violence. He's kind of a violent cat already. So he's charging us. He's at our door, bedroom door.
One moment, okay?
Do you hear him?
I hear him. Hold on. Keep your door shut, okay? And if you need anything, call us back, but they're on their way to help you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye.
All right, so that was the 911 call, and I did hear Lux in the background. So I have an update now. I know that before the family was asked, you know, what they plan to do with Lux, and they said that they had no plans to get rid of him, which was good to hear, I guess. But now what's happening is it looks like Lux is in anger management. And I wanted to talk to you, Dr. Carol, about what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I've never sort of heard of a cat really going sort of rogue like this and sort of keeping their family hostage. So what are your thoughts around this whole thing? I know it's getting a couple of laughs here and there, but I mean, it does sound like it was a pretty serious situation.
Yeah. My feelings are this. According to the information that I read, the little 7-month-old infant was pulling the kitty's tail, which sounded like that's what ignited the episode. So the child pulled the cat's tail. Of course, the child didn't know what he was doing and can't be held responsible. Who's to be held responsible in this situation? Quite honestly, it is the parents. When you have a pet, be it a dog or a cat or whatever it might be, when you have an infant child, that child must be supervised 100% of the time if there is a pet of any type with that child. So when you have a 7-month-old child, it doesn't really matter what kind of a pet we're talking about, but at no time should the pet be in the presence of the infant without parental supervision. So in this case, I would have to say that the incident should have never happened in the first place had the child been being properly supervised by his parents. That's number one. Number two, you've got a big 22-pound cat, which obviously just by virtue of the fact that the cat is 22 pounds, there are issues right there. This cat is extremely obese, and I would think has to be suffering from a variety of problems simply related to the cat's body weight. So,
Dr. Carroll, let's come back. I think the 911 call took up a bit of time. So let's come back and talk about what those issues are for a cat that's possibly severely overweight and the implications both emotionally and physically on an animal. So everyone, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Love for the human race, make it a
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get... Hey everyone, welcome back on All Paws Pet Talk Network. I am all fired up about this cat conversation. So, Dr. Carroll, we only have a few minutes left, but I wanted to, you made a really good point. The fact that the cat's 22 pounds, what does that mean? What kind of stress does that put on an animal, both, physically and emotionally?
All kinds, physical, mental, and emotional. This cat is... Again, is an example of a cat that is not being properly cared for obviously quite some time. So in this situation, one, you have a lack of parental supervision and responsibility to the child and again to the cat. So this cat should, in my opinion, be under medical supervision, completely worked up to see what the issues are and what can be done about them, as well as trying to do a little bit of emotional, if you will, counseling. And with respect to the owners, again, somebody needs to sit down with them and just explain responsible pet ownership and what is and is not okay as far as a pet goes with a 7-month-old toddler, in the home.
Absolutely. I have... 10-month-old twins myself, and I'm bringing them up to always respect our dogs, especially when they're in their little walkers, and if the dogs are eating, I'm already teaching them the dogs need their space. These are the dogs' areas. This is how we pet the dogs. This is how we love them. And I think, just even years to come, and how important that is for children to learn that that type of responsible pet ownership. So thank you for that.
Yeah, cats can freak out. That's not a crazy story. I can tell you the other day at my veterinary clinic, I had a couple walk in with a cat approximately the same size, over 20 pounds. This cat had asthma and was having a real hard time breathing. They put the kitty on the exam table. His nails were like fangs. And I asked the owners if I could trim the cat's nails before we started looking at them. They were did not want the cat's nails cut for anything. A few minutes later, the kitty was sitting on the table, kind of trying to gasp for air. Mm. And nothing really happened, but the cat sprang off the table and went to the owner, the husband, his chest with all four legs and all the claws out, and locked onto his chest with all four legs with the claws intact. We were all, including myself, completely startled. We did get the kitty off the owner, and he did then, of course, let us cut the cat's nails. But again, when a cat is stressed, whether they can't breathe, whether a child has pulled its tail, whatever it might be, yes, they can flip out and go berserk, if you will. But remember, there's always a reason.
Absolutely. Okay, that is really great advice from Dr. Carol. And make sure, please, to check out her website, drcarol.com, because she's got a ton of information and a ton of great resources for health and natural products for your pet as well. The last story I want to leave everyone with. Okay, so a British woman, Dr. Carol, I want to leave this on sort of a fun note, fun and interesting, wacky sort of note. A British woman married her dog, she confesses. Her name is Amanda Rogers, and her dog slash wife, Sheba, appeared on the British television show this morning to discuss how she actually wed her dog, Sheba, in a ceremony attended by 200 people in Croatia. So I didn't know this could happen or ever be something, but apparently she has a Twitter handle, Sheba Rogers, at Sheba Rogers is her Twitter handle. I'm wondering, Dr. Carol, if you've ever heard of something like this before. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think the dog even knows she's married?
I think that they love each other very much. I think that they have a wonderful relationship. And remember that there was a huge survey done a couple of years back, and they asked people if they were stranded on a desert island, who would they rather be with? Their pet or their significant other? And the majority of voters said their pet. So here's a lady absolutely. Who loves her dog and has made the commitment to be with him forever. And I think that it's charming.
It is charming, isn't it? Yes. So everyone, we will have to check out at Sheba Rogers, her Twitter handle, and see what the new newlyweds are up to. So anyway, Dr. Carol, this is a really great show. I think that we learned a lot in terms of how to protect our pets with the upcoming spring. At some point, I heard that the snow will melt, and especially preventing tick and flea related diseases. So thank you so much for that. Everyone check out Dr. Carol's website, drcarol.com, and also blog.carolonpets.com, I believe. And you can always check out our website for renovations for animal shelters in need, Project Positive, PAWSITIVE.org. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next week.